very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 28th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about controversial attempts by the government to curb the road carnage. The government is proposing banning buses from traveling at night. And this is also coming at a time when President Robert Mugabe is blasting members of the police traffic section for alleged corruption on the country's roads.
To join the discussion, phone us directly right now at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about attempts by the government to reduce the road carnage.
A cabinet committee on emergency preparedness and disaster management came out with a position paper that contains a raft of measures which will try to address the road carnage issue in Zimbabwe. Apart from banning buses at night, the government was to take illegal taxis, commonly referred as mshikashikas, off the road permanently.
And this is also coming at a time when President Robert Mugabe on Saturday slammed corruption in the police force and implored the force to save the people and shun greed. The president said the police should stop extorting money from motorists at roadblocks and those interested in running their businesses, according to the president, should do so in a legitimate way.
If you wish to join us right now, those that have got access to the internet, go straight to VOA Ndebele Facebook page, or you go to VOA Shona or VOA Studio 7. So we're live streaming on those pages, so join us right now. And those with mobile phones that wish to call us at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Sikhuluma ngalokhu umzamo kahulumende othi usezama ukuthi khona abantu bengahambi ebusuku ngamabhasi. So lokhu kutsho ukuthi nxa kusukusela ngo-9 p.m. kusafika ngo-5 a.m. ekuseni, bacabangela ukuthi bangathi amabhasi angazahambi ngesikhathi senezo kungaba kuhle ngoba akusoze kube le ngozi. So ke abathengi abathengisa impahla endaweni ezijeneyo bakhala okunye okumangalisayo, bathi khonokhu kungenza ukuthi balahlekelwe ngumsebenzi. Kuzobuya ke bonaba abasebenza ukuchayela izimoto ezijeneyo lamabhasi, but kungabahlupha labo kakhulu. So ke abafisa ukuthi bangene ecingweni ukungena katensi kusho yethu le nathi ucingo. So ufoneka one, siyakufonela khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077. Ngizaphinda futhi 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hamwadiwa nasi itilauti tingi wetichitarisa nezviri kuitwa nehurumende kuedza kumisa nyaya njodzi mimigwagwa. Hurumende iri kuti iyo vanotyaira mabhazi anoenda kune mamwe maguta uyezve anoenda kune dzimwe nyika dzakaita sana South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique, Tanzania, kunana DRC uko, havachabvumidzwa kuti vanga vachikaira husiku kubva nenguva dza9 kusvika na5 mangwanani. Tisakunzwa kuti muri kuti kudii, uyewo mutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe vakatiwo mapurisa anofanira kumira nyaya dzeuori mugwagwa umu. Tauti tinzi kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti munoona sei nyaya iyi. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest who happens to be a driver himself. That's Tawanda Chimpero. Magadi mko Matawanda?
Super makabivo.
Aiwa tiripo mukoma tawanda muri kuona sei zvirikutaurwa nehurumende zvekuti mabhazi asafambe usiku. Munoona here zvichibatsira kumisa nyaya dzejodzi mugwagwa?
Ya, ndinoona zvichibatsira kumisa njodzi mugwagwa nechikonzero chekuti usiku hatizive kuti vatinenge tichisanganawo mukufamba nokuita sei vakamira sei. Asi nyaya hombe chaiyo yanga iri yepekuti dai vanga vakwanisa kugadzira road dzaita sedzinofaranuka. Waiso waya mumugwagwa kuti mhuka dziri kutambira mumugwagwa ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinokwanisa kudzivira ndodzi kwete kungodzinina usiku chete. Asi hazvo masikati kufamba masikati kwakachena unongozviona asi ndinozodzikisira futi panyaya yedzinhu inozoziva kuti bhodha racho harizoziva tinenge tichifamba sei kuda rinozowandirwa nokuti tese hatinga kliwe pabhodha usiku tozotanga kufamba tese masikati.
Ikozvo izvi munombopedza nguva yakareba sei muri pabhodha pacho?
Ya, zvinotipenda nemadhezi pamwedzi pamwe pacho kana iri mantendi unogona kupedza kana 4 to 5 hours pamwe pacho unogona kuita 1 hour pabhoda. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti kana manje pakunzi panofambwa nguva dzakatosvapuka zvinotiti one time tinogona kuita kaungana tese pabhoda kuti one time tisiri pabhoda. Saka zvinogona kuzokonza kuti pakuzofamba tinogona kuwandira rodhi yacho kuti
asi idzo nguva dziri kutaurwa idzi dzekuti kuzosvikana 5 ndo dzamunowanzosimuka here pabhoda idzi? Munowanzosimuka manguva ikada zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka
pabhodha panogona kudzikana kuti nguva yaunenge wanga kupedzera kubatsirwa unogona kusimuka. Saka idzi nguva idzi dzinenge dzatoti kutomira nozoni ngatiti wabatsirwa pabhodha paina 9 o'clock it means you are just going out of the border then you park until tomorrow morning. Sapo panozotiume nyanga iripo hombe chatende kuti umirenge iri kuise kugadzira marodhi marodhi anga anotambanuka nezvose zvinodiwa kuti rodhi inge ichioneka nokumutemo wainovokudzika vanodzika mutemo tinokuteedzera zvakanyanyisa kutomona defensive zvinoenda but nyaya hombe yanga iripo kuti dai rodhi dzavandudzwa dzaita rodhi zvinhu.
And of course for those who are just joining us, a good evening, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about the government's attempts to stop the road carnage. Many, many people have died on the country's roads as a result of accidents involving buses and lorries. But of course, some are saying that it's not enough to just ban the buses from traveling at night, but instead the roads must actually the roads themselves are a bit problematic in that you know, gives their potholes and all that, and the government is actually, according to many people, struggling to make sure that the roads are world class. If you go to South Africa, you go to Zambia, it's totally different from what you see in Zimbabwe.
Maybe Zinara is not doing enough, but we don't know how much money they're raising. The last time I saw it's a message from them was that maybe they're making about 2 million per month. So that's a lot of money. I don't know what is happening to that kind of money. But let's get to Mr. Michael Ndweni. Mr. Michael Ndweni is a member of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Mr. Ndweni, hi.
Hello, Tube.
How are you doing, Mr. Ndweni? Are you there, Mr. Ndweni?
Yes, I'm there. I can hear you.
Oh, very good. So, Mr. Ndweni, we are told that the government is proposing to ban buses at night. So, how is that proposal? What's your take on it?
I think that our government is not surprising us because I think it's very reactive and it is addressing the symptoms, not the causal factors. Banning the buses to travel at night is not the solution because it has serious implications on people who survive on cross-border trading, in this case our membership. Many people travel at night to arrive in neighboring countries to purchase their commodities and come back. So if you are banning buses to travel at night, actually you are affecting the livelihood of women, who are the majority people who cross borders to buy their goods. So I think the government is misplacing its priorities. I think the big issue here is for the government to deal with the road infrastructure. If you look in South Africa, buses travel at night to Durban, to Cape Town. They travel overnight to Bloemfontein, to Kimberley, to East London, and many other cities. It's not a new phenomenon in Zimbabwe for buses travel at night, but I think the government has to address the roads, the road issue. They must construct roads that are able to use by the buses at night. That's like our roads are very narrow. If you look at the Bybridge Resource Road, Harare Bybridge Road is very narrow. So the government has to dualize roads. That's the solution. The issue of banning buses at night is not the solution. And also even maybe intermediate, it's not only about banning the buses, but they need to deal with the work at customs and immigration. You spend minimum, my experience, I've been crossing borders for the past 3 or so weeks. A minimum you spend between three and six hours at the border to cross. Right? So I think that the bus leaves Bulawayo, where I come from, at 5 and then at 9 p.m. I'm supposed to be moving. Then that means I will have to spend 6 hours or 3 hours at the border, leave the border at 2, 3, get Johannesburg at 9 o'clock, and then I have a cost of sleeping. It's very, very wrong and unfair for the government to do that. But the government must be dealing with their admin issues at the port of entry, customs clearance, immigration, it should be effective. I think that if they're able to address that and say, you spend 30 minutes at the border for crossing, maybe it will make sense. Well, I know that I'll leave at 5 o'clock and then maybe get to Messina within 5 hours of my departure from Bulawayo. And then I can do my stuff and come back. But if that is not addressed, I think the government is misplacing its priorities.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni, and stay on the line, President.
Tine mtere rudu kutanga mkuma Elton Magadi.
Ndiriku Magadi.
Ayo, watiripo. Murugu ona se nyari mdari mkuma Elton.
Nyari kuti mabazi misu kufamba usiku ne kuti maburisa nyanya uri murodi. Ndinoona kunge watora danho rakanaka zvavo asi uro wakabvira kudhara saka kuti upere hakupera kwa hununesa saka ndoona sekuti kungotaura hako gwemuromo asi kuti uro wacho uzoonekwa uchipera hapanonesa asi nyaya vanga vachida vakurukura kuti mabhazi amise kufamba usiku ndoona sekuti inyaya yakanaka asi kana vafunga kuti vamise kufamba kwemabhazi ndoona kuti ngavamise nemagonyezi because ndiwo ari kunyanya kukonzera tsaona mugwagwa.
Saka matinyaya yeuori ino iri kunetsa kumisa tombotanga neiyoyo zvii zvamunoona mumugwagwa umu mapurisa acho anenge achiita sei?
Vaburisa vari kuita huru usingaiti nekuti kunyange munhu kana kunyange kana asina license vanotomira paside vototaurana then munhu anenge ane mota kana kombi obva atobudisa mari vati kuparana kwavanoita mari yacho kunyange muri mukombi hamuzvioni asi munotoona kuti pane zvaitiri.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nguma Elton Mapinge nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. That's our first caller there, Gibbs. Elton is saying that, for police corruption to end, it's going to be very difficult. It's now like a way of life. And then, of course, for the buses, he says, well, it might help, but they should also include those trucks that also travel at night because he's alleging that they are also causing road traffic accidents. Do we still have Tawanda? Tawanda, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Yes, Tawanda, were you consulted by the government about this issue of banning buses?
Nothing is at hand. What is wrong with those rogue funds? But most of the government, the parliament, the government, but for the sake of the people, who is very safe. But so far, my family and the transport is going to South Africa. Because there are so many buses in the road. So I know about those of China. It means you know, Chifu. none of those are the children, means you're going to park there until tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. Then you assume an affair group on Chief going to Great Bridge. You'll be there at 3 p.m. So you need about two nights to travel to.
Tunotenda for the gifts. I was asking Tawanda there if they were consulted. He's saying there was no proper consultation, but he's saying that if they are to follow these rules, it means that they might actually take 2 days to travel to South Africa, which might be a bit problematic, especially for cross-border traders. I think like what Mr. Nduwen was saying, Mike was saying.
Or maybe you can ask him another question on, you know, police corruption, you know, in terms of, you know, how much are they really paying them? So, Mr.
Chimpero.
Yeah, that's it.
Hello?
I'm going to go to the police.
So
he's saying that his bus is in perfect condition, so he does not bribe anybody, and the owners of the bus company actually tell the drivers that it's better for you to get a ticket, to be ticketed, than to pay a bribe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chimuperu. I call it right now, right?
Oh, yes.
Now, so, let's get back to Ubaba Nduwen. Ubaba Nduwen, ngasu kangeleke, makono kukwe nzakalayo. Ubona ngazani ngama pasike ungatwagame, ngazakambi. Utu wenu ziefika, South Africa, kwa kutatama la ngama vili. Kulo kutatila ngeloto. So, kono kukucho ngasu kangeleke za mapizu misibi.
Nirenge ngasu labana tuwe ukuti. Kusho ukuthi sokuzaphambanisa mbe sokuza thathazwa kakhulu abantu abasebenza ngokukhapha amabhoda ngoba abantu abaningi bazama ukuthi bayewoda izinto phandle ngale bese bezama ukuthi bengangeni kwindleko eziningi ebodeni babo. So nxa amabhasi ehamba 2 days kusho ukuthi umuntu somele abe nemali yokuyalala South Africa and ukwazi ukuthi iaccommodation idura kangakanani e-South Africa. Ngibona ngani sibili kuzahlukumeza uZulu kakhulu kulungele sabo kulokuthi baziphilise babe le ndlela abazisebenza ngayo. Anti yakwazi ukuthi dube umuntu ulelungele ukuthi asebenze right to work, and abantu laba ngabantu abasebenzayo balamalungelo ukuthi basebenze baziphilise. Ma suke ukuthi sesezinto zibe nzima, you are now affecting or infringing ilungelo labo. Akusonto esithabisayo ukuthi manje ngenhlanganiso njengabantu abasebenza ngokuthengisa sichaba amabhoda siyaphandle. And futhi ngike ngazi umnumzana lapho okhulumileyo kumbe uthiwa ngubani lo
Chimpero
besithi akula consultation eyenziweyo ekuthatheni kwesinqumo lesi. Angikezwa mina ukuthi akuyo lo mhlangano obiziweyo Minister of Transport ivuza kumbe Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise ivuza ukuthi yiphi imizamo engenziwa ukuze kube lobungcono ukuthi ndokwesebenzele ngokwesemgaqweni. Abantu besake imbono yabo sayengani yinto ezayenziwa ngabantu abahleziwe kwenye ngofisi samuye which I think is very wrong. I think the principle of the Kwande Consult of Apateke, Kavele Ngucho, Zoran Kwate Kakul.
Yes, that was our cool game. But we're going to put Michael Chanamnusa. Yeah, so that was Mr. Michael Ndweni is saying that, you know, this is going to be a very great inconvenience to many people because you can't imagine yourself, you know, traveling for 2 days to just, you know, buy a few items and come back home. Mm-hmm. Says this is very bad.
Mm-hmm.
It says also that there were no consultations
mm-hmm.
made with the vendors and traders.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the government has to really look into this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now we are being joined by our third guest, and I think we should say goodbye to Mr. Tawanda Chimpero, the bus driver, and welcome the International Cross Border Traders Association. Is it the president, Mr. Dennis Juru?
Yes, the president, not chairman.
Okay. Okay. I thought it was Uganda during the days of who was the only president, Gid? You remember?
<It's> not. General, the general.
Yes, the general himself. those were the days of General Idi Amin Dada, you know, so
yeah.
No one else was allowed to use the title president, even if you were the president of the Doctors Association, Burial Society. There was only one president, the rest were chairperson of so and so. Okay, this is not Uganda, so you can have that luxury of being called the president.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Juru, what is your take on this move by the government,
okay,
especially to ban buses from traveling at night?
How are you, blessing? And,
I'm doing great. Thanks.
No, thanks, Juru.
From the cross-border trader's point of view, you know, it's a good move. I mean, for the safety of the traders, it's a good move. But, I mean, when it comes to trade itself, you find that, I mean, the government is now inconveniencing the channel of the way we trade.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we can see it from different, I mean, point of views. As cross-border traders, we can say we are happy as the management, but the traders themselves won't be happy because it's going to cost them, I mean, a lot of money to travel to wherever they would be going. This is a good move if it is a temporary measure. If the government can implement this ban as a temporary measure, not as a permanent thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say if they are fixing the road, if they are rehabilitating the road, yes, we can accept that it's a good move. But the most important thing is the government should fix their roads, not to punish the companies because of their defaults.
Mm-hmm. And I'd asked also Tawanda, the bus driver, about the rehabilitation of the Bite Bridge Harare Road. What's the latest on that? Is there anything that's happening?
At the moment, there's nothing on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
We have been checking the Bite Bridge Harare Road. There's totally nothing on the ground. You can't even see anyone doing anything. Except broken vehicles on the roadside, but as far as the construction of the road is concerned, there's totally nothing on the ground. Maybe on the papers, there's something like that, but on the ground, there's nothing practically.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because the government has said that there was an agreement with the Chinese company to dualize that road, but of course many people are saying nothing is happening. I think we'll try and get in touch with the minister responsible, Dr. Joram Gumbo, to see what's the hold up against.
Yes, lomnumzana ke lapha mfowethu uTong Mncube. Eh baba Mncube kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba njani?
Hayi phile kakhulu. Yeah, nathi dabo ngathi ba.
Yeah, ngiyayizwa nami indaba le ekhulunywayo. Ngomuntu wami mina ngithi kona mangabe igovernment ingalungisa nayo imigwaqo yayo njengoba besitsho ngithi ilungise imigwaqo yayo then ama traffic police ngokubona kwami ibona abakhoza lezinto lezi ngoba amabhasi amaningi ahamba enjalo engekho esimeni sokuthi alayisha abantu but ngendlela yokuthi bahamba bethatha itshontsho abakwazi ukuthi bevimbe amabhasi angekho kukhondishini ukuthi ahambe izimoto eziningi zihamba zifile zilayitha abantu zinjalo zifile ngoba bayazi emaphoyiseni bazanika imali badlule i-corruption ngajabulela ukuthi ijabulisa mina ngoba mina ngiyakwazi ukwenza imali ngebhasi yami but inkinga yayo ilimaza umphakathi masekufa abantu abaningi kangaka kuba buhlungu i-government ayizami ukuthi amaphoyisa ayeke i-corruption iimoto ezihamba zibe iimoto ezikuma-condition zilayisha abantu zibe condition e-right ma zilayisha abantu zibe zichekwa azibalungise imigwaqo ngoba imigwaqo yasezimbabwe akula mgwaqo since angazi yacina nini kumbe yacina ukulungiswa ngu-Smith from lapho ayilungiswa izazolungiswa ma kungabe sokusondela ama-elections lezi yenza ngathi bayasebenza kodwa bengasebenzi i-corruption ibulala ilizwe ibulala abantu basezimbabwe bangancindezeli abantu ukuthi bangatrade amabhizinisi abo ngokuthi bangahambi ebusuku ngendlela yokuthi bona bebona ukuthi bahlulekile bona ukuthi balungise imigwaqo yelizwe
ye so when nxa sikhangela ukuthi khonokho kungani kumele kwenziwe ubona zani-ke wena ngokwakho akusuze kuthundubeze abantu abathenga bethengisa impahla kwamanye amazwe
kuyalimaza kakhulu abantu abathenga bethengisa ngoba kwenzeka impahla lezi esizithenga sizithengisa sizilanda emazweni afana nabo-South Africa ekudeni ma ubuya nayo ufika sokulete ungena ebhoda bakudileya bona ebhoda bese uhamba ebusuku ma sokumele uhambe ebusuku sokuthiwa semela ngokuhambe ebusuku ngoba uzolimaza abantu ikanti abantu balinyazwa ngihambe ebusuku plus akunamgwaqo inkinga yile so i-government ayilungise imigwaqo yayo izokwazi ukuthi imithetho yayo yokuthi abantu bangahambe ebusuku isebenze plus bangadileyi abantu emabhoda ngoba yibo abakhosi ukuthi abantu bagcine sebeyenzeka ukuthi behambe ebusuku
Yes, so that was Mr. M. Ncube is saying that the government should actually take care of its roads, I mean, most of the roads in Zimbabwe. And there should be a way of capping corruption. He says police corruption is claiming many lives. So, because some people end up using very unroadworthy vehicles, which end up getting involved in accidents. So he says government should do something, you know.
Yeah, let's just read what some are saying on the VOA Shona Facebook page. Paul Mujaku, Arukuti Pei, it means Paul Tanayim program. We have Chief Wellings Vanoti. Hello, what's the topic for today's program? Of course, we are talking about the government proposal to ban buses from traveling at night and also President Robert Mugabe's call for the police to end corruption. And then we have Carlington Kufa, Anoti. Ngavano gadzira nzira dzacho, where are they putting the money paid at targets? Then we have Edson Tinashe Maziwanzira, who says, fair, it is a good move, but at the same time, it is affect business activities in the transport industry will be affected. But if accidents are to happen, they will just happen. Then we have Loriana Stajida, Lorient Stajida, just got in and in a good mood. Bright Chelsea Sibenga, Arugudi Pfe, Bright Apinda Mchirongwa, Paradzai Mapranga, driving at night has never been okay regardless of an individual's business. Honestly, let's adjust our schedules and accommodate day traveling. Okay, let's hope Chihuri will take the word from his boss to stop police from harassing motorists. Who read more and more of this. But Parunari Tinava Gogode Magadi.
Magadi
Zen.
Zulu Magadi.
Aiwa, Zulu Tinani, do you speak of Mugadi?
I do not know what you want to do. I want to do chigoni kumisa maevidence anogona kuramba chingowanda sokudai sokuti mabhazi anogona kungoziva kuti tesi ngati vanongobva kuno kunguva dzokufambika wenda wote mire pa boda pa, hapo pa boda pa hapa, yeye mangua na chini sisi sarudi, taka wako tunafanya sarudi, mire pa sarudi pa hapa, kani ge pasi ya chafanti ki yangu wako ya chini marudi mumu, taka tano kuna kundi la maiti dini, mungu machipo manya kuti, kipa kubishe kwa nti kwa kini kwa nti kushika, mungu asubu bana kwa jashika. Taka asipe zida kugurume kwenye zime kwenye kuti kutara ma driver, inda ano kuna ngazi kwa form ma driver, ano kuda chuo chujia na kutika na maisha hote popinda mu pamoja hote popinda mu, taka damu digero na wangu tayari sisi, maisha zaidi ano kwa ana kuti ana anda ngo manya kwa kuti, tese tibi bishike tano dani kwa, taka kungo akufungwa huko urume ndiye ninge akura sa kuti kuti zime kwa kumiye tangu kunga. Iyo ngavango kana rashida kuti corruption ni mire vanongo pinda pa ground kubamisa corruption kana vaninga ngita corruption asibata vachifunga sizo makaona zvinoita vachangira zvinhu kuti pane vanhu vanga varwa kubulawa kuyako vaingo sika vachingo budiswa mbato ndokunoreza kuti munhu unenge achiye kusa kuti hadi kuti zvingai zviti saka kana zvikuti vanhu nemuromo hazvipeni.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagogode nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru chirongwa ndechenyu. Aiwa tinofona zvinenge zvichimborinetsa pano nepapo asi musarasa mbere kune kufirwa. Aiwa ichokwadi tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Gogode, of course, is saying that we are not calling him these days.
He's very unhappy, right?
But we promised that we will try to get in touch with him as before. But essentially, he's saying that this move will not help. You know, they need to fix the country's roads.
On VOA 27, we've got T.K. Tsoba, who says we're with you live and clear. Then I've got Chris, who says, well, with you, the struggle is real. Then Peggy Ngube is saying, Ngai Road is very bad. And then TK Chatendera is asking a question here. Is Studio 7 still there on DSTV? I hope I'm positive in saying no.
No.
We're not there. Then I've got Lloyd Blessings, who says, it's a good initiative, though they should carefully consider all factors. For example, business as it happens to being supported by traders would normally take advantage of night travel to reduce expenses here and there. With this then going even to without having anything that we are carrying, we'll see somebody is spending up to 3 days you know, outside the country. Then accommodation becomes another factor. Then Farai Wobe says, this government has totally failed. And they don't want to agree and tell the people the truth. He says the president and the entire cabinet, they normally run outside the country, especially to South Africa and Malaysia, to get treatment whenever they are sick. But the poor people are not being cared for. And so these are now new strategies that are not going to give us any kind of thing in life. ZANU-PF must fall. So I think that's the hashtag that this person is putting. Then Shepard is saying, can you call me now, guys? I want to speak. So we're going to call you Shepard Gilbert Maxson. And then let's go to Mr. Michael Ndweni. Mr. Ndweni, so looking at this proposal, how do you think you can just be, you know, roped in order to discuss it? Are you going to sit and watch while people are really, you know, carving your own destiny?
Come again? I didn't get the
last. I'm saying at the end of the day, are you going to watch and just, you know, watch people doing whatever they want with your kind of life? Are you going to be you know, joining them, I mean the government, in discussing this issue?
Yes, like I said, that the government has to rethink this decision. We will use our channels to see the possibilities of engaging various arms of government to and actually submit our concerns. But we will not just wait in this. And for games, when the government is dicing with the livelihood of our members, we feel something better can be done. We feel there has to be a competitive perspective on how we can address this issue than banning the buses. Like I said earlier on, One of the things, if the government says that he wants to do that, he gets to deal with the issues at the border, issues of crossing the border, the delays at the border. I think that's where the problem is. And I'm trying to understand also the point around saying that you are reducing corruption by saying that the bus is not travel at night.
No, but no, those are separate issues.
Corruption, okay.
Mr. Ndiwan?
Corruption, okay.
No, those are separate issues, but we combined them here. Of course, okay. All is aimed at ensuring that the country reduces road carnage, because some people are saying, apart from the buses, members of the police are not helping either.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
No, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Yes, but I think we will not fall down. We will use our channels to see if these issues are brought to the attention of the relevant authorities, and something must be done. Otherwise, the lives of our members will be affected.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni. Mr. I was thinking of Tawanda is gone already. Mr. Juru. Mr. Juru.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Are you going to engage the government about this? You said you have not been consulted.
Sorry, come again?
Are you going to engage the government about this issue?
Yes, we are going to engage the government about this issue and dish them out with the negative impact in this proposal has to the traders. So we are going to consult them before it can come to a law.
Yes. Asi tichimbotarisa iyo nyaya kuti pari kunzi mabhazi anenge akufamba kusvikana 9 chete. Saka kuZimbabwe anenge akubva nguva imanje kuti vabate nguva idzi semaonerei.
Zvinoitika nezvekuti bhazi rinosumuka kuHarare na 9:30 rotanga kusumuka ra 9:30 bhazi rinosumuka paRoodepoort ra 9:30
anenge ari makuseni handiti
9:30 makuseni rinosvika ndo first bhazi iro rinosumuka na 9:30 muHarare rinosvika paborder pabedbridge pa Zimbabwe side na 5 o'clock zuva rodoka. Saka zvakureva kuti izvo tinenge tichingowedzera nehour kuti bhazi rasumuka na 10:30 rera kunosvikaona 6 rasumuka na 11:30 nosvika na 7 rasumuka na zvichingodaro kusvika tazosvika pana 9 o'clock. Asi dambudziko guru nderekuti mapurisa handione mapurisa achizosunga mabhazi anenge achifamba pakati peusiku, asi kuti hurumende yawedzera kutorwa kwemari chere ivo vaye vanga vachiti varungu vavo vanenge vaine zvakakwana. Zvichaitika nezvekuti vachange vachingodhilewa nemapurisa murodhi, mapurisa ari kumberi ozowanika achitongotora mari kwavari, nekuti pane zvinhu zvakawanda zvinoitika pabhazi rinokwanisa kuita breakdown, rinokwanisa kudhilewa nemapurisa rotadza kubata 9 o'clock iyaya, and panenge pasiri safe kuti bhazi haringangomira chero nzvimbo nenyaya yekuti nguva yakwana panenge pasiri safe. Road yeBedbridge yakaipa iyi ine matsotsi akawanda sitereki zvekuti bhazi harikwanisi kuti ringe richingomira pese pese. Saka government isati yaisa mutemo uyu, of course mutemo wakanaka paupenyu hwevanhu, but vari kuzama kukavhiridza kusanaka kwemaroads avo vachikostira ana muzvina bhizimusi vemabhazi. Saka vasati vaisa mutemo uyu vafanira kunge vatanga vambogadzira mafacility ekuti bhazi rinofanira kuti pakati kubva Harare kusvika pakati rinora anorara pakati, pane nzvimbo here dziri well secured dzekuti mabhazi achange achirara between Chivhu and Harare? Pane nzvimbo yakakwana here between Chivhu Masvingo, between Masvingo nerutenga Bedbridge? Zvinhu zvavanofanira kuti vatange vaconsider izvozvo. Ose marozi tarata rozi yakaita seyeBulawayo ive road yakaoma zvikurusa, because hapana kana tekumira kubva muBedbridge kunosvika kuGwanda, hapana panhu pari safe panokwanisa kuti mabhazi anokwanisa kunge achipaka. Zvakureva izvo kuti mabhazi anofamba 5 hours kubva paBedbridge kuenda kuBulawayo, zvakureva izvo kuti akangoona kuti haachabata Gwanda which is about 3.5 hours kubva muBedbridge kuenda kuGwanda, zvakureva kuti between Higiri hapana bhazi anokwanisa kubuda kubva muBedbridge na 6 o'clock yes, waradoka. Because in the bazi rine riri saba at the time, yekuno shika panu pari safe. Sa juzo wanufuwa utanga mambu konzidia, jese isho shukuti, jino sobe, safe iti wani, in the iri peri, because tichawuna kuti, wachawa visa, munyaganyaka yekufane njozi. Vova yesa munyaganyaka yekupone wani matosi. Voisa madriver munyaganyaka, yekutoro wa mari nema polisa. Nekuti shuno shiripache na shukuti zikanwa. Kana yao president vano waka shitaura wakati mapurisa alikutora marodi marodi zaichuwa kwa mwomwe saka apa andrukuona sekuti wachange vato wezera kutorwa kwe mari kutorwa kwe vachika hiri mari ne polisi mchashukira kukukua kukutesho ni 10 kilometers usatuwa shika pa njubiri safe patatuwa nikapanya roadblock mchato iskuwa jaja ye nigeritori permanent nikutuwa nika wakusi hatu ndopa nikapane mari yese. Saka zvinoda kuti vanyatsotanga vanyatsofunga zvakanyanyisisa vasati vauita mutemo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vajuru rambai muri parunhare rega. Tiende kuna vachizimbe makadi.
Makadi zenyu mukoma Jonga.
Aiwa ndi mukoma Blessing, mukoma Jonga vanouya musi wechitatu.
Mukoma Blessing, makadi zenyu nevamwe vese vateereri.
Aiwa isu tiri nani zvedu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu ndofunga nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa.
Nyaya iri mudariro ndainzwa chose.
Toita sei
nani mubvunzo wangu wanga uripo ndiwo kuti vari kungogarira mabhazi chete here anoita macross border anofamba usiku kana kuti zviri kuitika munyika yese kuti vari kuvharira motokari dzese kana kuti chii chiri kunyatsoitika ipapo
matauro ari kuita nekuti chiri proposal zvinhu zvavachiri kudziya kudare remakurukota bepai rakaitiswa kudare remakurukota asi zvavari kutaura ndezvekuti mabhazi anenge achienda kana kuti kubva kuHarare kuenda kwaMutare kuti wo mama bhazi anenge achibva kuBulawayo kuenda kuJohannesburg ndo ari kutaurwa nezvawa.
Ndaititi vamwe vanotaura nyika yese but apo ndofunga varinge varikuda kuti kanganise vanotanga varikuda kukonzeresa kana kuti kukonzeresa kuti vanhu vachitozofa zvakanyanya nokuti madriver emabhazi chavo chaivo kana vachinge vadhileyiwa time zvavanenge vadhileyiwa. Pera remember mabhazi awa amhanyi sematrack edu atofamba nawaya. Mabhazi vanomawanzo maoverspeed. Saka vati vapangwari yemanje kuti ndopavazoisa vanhu mukanwa mataisire vamanje pa. Masikati wayo kwava netraffic yakawanda. Vanenge vachikonzera maroad traffic accident iwayo achatozowedzera dzani zvavari kufungidzira kuti usiku izvi.
Saka munotyaira rori manje.
Inini zvangu ndinotyaira rori.
Kubva kupi muchienda kupi?
Aiwa isusu tiri muno muiti dzengu matinotenderera nemarasha.
Oh muSouth Africa imomo.
Tiri muno zvedu muSouth Africa but ka muno muSouth Africa takasungunuka kudriver at any time kana ukangonzwa kuti ndarara ndava right ndomuka ndakutodriver at any time.
Saka zvimwe chetezvo nekumabhazi hakuna zvekuti hamufambe nguva yakati hamufambe nguva yakati.
Muno muSouth Africa mema kasungunuka kuti kana uchinge wakunzwa kuti iwe uri fit to drive we can go.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu Chizimbe.
Ndatenda zvangu mukoma Blessing mopota muchimboti kandawo dzimwe dzenguri mani.
Aiwa tichapota tichidaro. Chirongwa ndecheyu.
Ndatenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru Mr. Chizimbe is a truck driver in South Africa. And you saying this move will not work simply because if you say buses can just travel during the day, what it means is, during the day, there will be traffic jams. So it's not going to help matters, and drivers will be trying to rush to get to the border. And it's likely to cause even more and more accidents. So it's a no-brainer.
Excuse me, okay. Umnumzana Philip, kulangale kubla, Baba Philip, kunja. Baba Philip, sakubona baba.
Hello, ngiyaphila baba Lingani.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu, banjani bantwana?
Hello. Ano baphilile baba.
Ye, ungathini ngakona ukuthi amabhasi kulapho ukuthi amiswe ukuthi ahambe ebusuku. Kona ukubona njani khonoko?
Lokhu uhulumende sephelile, akasakwazi ukuthi bayenzeni. Eminye imithetho esiyifakayo, then abayifakayo, then antifana bafakela thina. Bona yinto ezokuthi behlukumeze thina. Wababona basuze beyilande. Ezinye indlela nizalifaka nje ku reality ezakala khona apha emgqoqweni. Uzathola ezinye izimota ziyahamba zingela izinto ezigwanile. Azimiswa kuyathiwa hani ezinye ezikabani kumbeni le ngekabani. Now imithetho njengayina le iyabuya iyanqindezela umuntu mhlawumbe ozoranela ibusiness yakhe ngendlela eqondileyo o ongekho phezulu khona ngani ndiyakuzwisisa thina esebesi phansi mhlawumbe njengamaybe engizithengiselayo kumbeni engizenzela ibusiness yami khonapho kuground anti imithetho yona le yabe yavalela mina kodwa babekhona ababezayenza izinto zonyezo kungena nto ezabaphambanisa noma moves okuthi nje belimit abantu abayenza ibusiness yabo kuhle kube yibo kuphela abakwenzayo
so singathi ukutsho
ngaabelokhu ehamba ngizothola ukuthi ngiyafana nakhona kuyani i-SI-64 yayingeyokuvalela thina esasizenzela amabhizinisi ethu esasifika wodwa nje izinto ezincane ezingatshoyo ngitwante bona kathesi bekhe bewodwa if you go kathesi ema-shops wonkona la abantu abakhulu nalana uyazithola izinto ze-South Africa kwemithetho le iyakingayisiyo imithetho yokuthi sibili bafuna ukuqeda ama-accident hhayi bafuna ukuthi kube yibo kuphela abayenza ibhizinisi kumbeni kube ngawabo kuphela amabhasi ahamba ngoba kathesi ungathola ukuthi maybe ibhasi yomunye umuntu omkhulu khona kuyana ma ihamba ipolisa liyayibopha lithi bazalikhiya lihamba but mina nje mhlawumbe ngelami ibhasi khona kuyana ngizathi sengihamba bekuthetha akho kungu-9 liyeklienta kumbeni hleli ye-VID lihleli ivalile
so kodwa singathi uleqiniso kanganani
lakhoeuuee yindlela zabo ezokuthi besivalele thina abantu esizama ukuziphilisa ngendlela eziqondileyo ukuthi singayenzi izinto ezilathi sicine sesifosa ku-corruption kuyafana kathesi under-1 week bengisiyecholosho imoto ade ngihamba ngayo ngisiyecholosho lami nje awase passenger phakathi umpholisa uthe efika khona phiyana wayimisa ezinye bezidlula wakhangela wathola everything emotini yaleyani ibiqondile but wakubanza ikhondi yami ebhana leliyani liyabe libhale ukuthi maybe imali lisuka kobulawayo lisuya echolojo anti kantikebe kubhale phambili khuyani ukuthi you're going to cholojo ma engafika echolojo yakuphendulela kubhale ukuthi bulawayo so thina besiya echolojo then likhona bekubhale ebulawayo wagcina ebhalela itikiti lokuthi wrong destination simple thing yokuthi umpolisa bengamnika warning khona kuyani kusithathela ama-3 hours lokhe kukhulunyisana kuliyo
sokuthebanye
khona kuyana mhlawumbe amapolisa kumbeni ngobani bani bona bana abanemithova yabo ibi lokhu idlula
ye khona kuyahlupha
khona kuyahlupha vele yona i-corruption ayikuziphele ngoba uzezo hhayi le ngekazibani hhayi le ngekasiwela limazi yini le ngekabani wena ozoranela nje okuyikhombi kwakho nje uyi-1 ungela lawo abaphezulu khona ngale obaziyo uvele uyahlala uboshwa uyahlala ulama-problem kuyafana lakhona ukuyena kwamabhasi kathesi bengathi bawufaka umthetho nalona awusozuzathola ukuthi awabo amabhasi bona bya aye behamba so mina into yokuqala mina engiyifisa ukuthi ngabe siyayilongisa yikuthi kube yinto yokuthi akula ophezu komthetho wonke umuntu uyawulandela umthetho izathorithi zonke izinto ziyaqonda abasoze beyifaka imithetho yena le esivalelayo thina ngoba iyabe izabavalela bona thosi bayifaka ngoba bona ayisoze babanje kanti esilingakhangele ezabo imota kumbeni sikhangele zona ezane ezepublic ezegovernment ezepolisi izathorithi ayila mathaya akwanileyo le extingu ushayile la malayithi afile but bona balesibinzi sokumisa iimoto eziprivate bezibecela i-fire extinguisher lama-spray but ezabe zipholisa zila khonoku
hayi siyabonga philip sibili utshayile baba ungathi yona kusasa
ngibongile baba
ye so siyabonga kakhulu ke philip so now that was Mr. Philip he's saying that you know the problem that we have in Zimbabwe is we've got some people who are ruling the country that come out with laws that they never follow themselves. Or those are the regulations or laws that actually promote their own businesses. So he put an example of, you know, the time when he was going to Cholocho. He says, you know, he was in a kumbi where they were stopped by the police. And, you know, the argument was on a banner that was written Bulawayo. Instead, it was supposed to be written to Cholocho. So he says they spent so much time discussing that thing to the extent that, you know, that guy lost business. So he says, but the catch is, when they stop this kind of a guy, they've got their own friends who've been plying that route, you know, and getting all the clients. So he says, this is not good enough. So the government needs to actually follow the rules accordingly. And then lastly, it has to point on, you know, these unroadworthy vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if you look at police vehicles, some of them don't even have fire extinguishers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, their tires are just torn.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, they're just policing something that they're not doing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, it should start from them going to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very surprising, because mm-hmm. here in America, it's not a requirement that you must have that fire extinguisher. No one stops you and say, you need to have it. Of course, it's
mm-hmm.
important in case there's an emergency, but it's not as enforced
mm-hmm.
as is being done in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Regaiti dzokere zvakare kuna vajuru. Vajuru nekushaikwa kuri kuita mabasa muZimbabwe. Uwandu wevanhu vari kuenda kuSouth Africa uri kuramba uchiwedzera here, asi tiri kuona kuti pane dambudziko zvakare rekushomeka kwemari. Zvinhu zvakamira sei pana vanhu vari kukwira mabhaza vachienda kuSouth Africa?
Uwandu hauna kudzikira, uwandu hwaramba hunoramba huchingokwira sekuti musi nenguva vanhu vanowanikwa vachirasikirwa nemabasa, vanhu vanowanikwa vachirasikirwa nezvavanga vachiita, kungave kutengesa mumigwagwa. Dzimwe nguva vanowanikwa vanhu vachidzingirirwa vovozama mamwe mazano kuti ndochitengesa chii. Kazhinji vanozopedzisira vatongozoenda kwenyika kunotsvaga chimwe chinhu chekutengesa, chingasiyane nechanga chitengesa, but vanhu vanoramba vachingoenda kunze kwenyika. Saka hazvisi kuzodzokera kumashure, uye imwe nyaya iripo ndeyekuti mabhazi aya anofamba achienda kunyanya anoenda kunze kwenyika haatakure vanotenga nekutengesa chete. Taane huwandu hwakawandisa zvikurusa hwevanhu vari kusenzera kunze kwenyika. Munosvikira kuko kuti ndofunga 95% yevanhu vanosenza maZimbabweans vari kusenza vari kunze kwenyika. Saka huwandi huro hwakakura zvikurusa. Mukatarisa panokwirwa mabhazi musa kuJohannesburg, panonzi paPark Station, unowanika paine mabhazi anoenda kuZimbabwe. Ukaenda panokwirwa mabhazi panonzi paPowerhouse, panowanikwa pakazara mabhazi zvikurusa ane achienda kuZimbabwe awa rega rega. Ukaenda panonzi paChigubhu, unowana pachikwirwa mabhazi zvakanyanyisa. Ukaenda kuNew Town, unowana panokwirwa mabhazi zvakanyanyisa ane achienda kuZimbabwe. Saka vanhu vakawandisa vanoenda nekudzoka kuZimbabwe. Apa tiri kutaura nezvemuJohannesburg chete. Muri muGauteng, mumakare imomo tine nzvimbo dzakawanda, tine Bosman muPretoria, tine nzvimbo dzakawanda dzinokwirirwa mabhazi aya mabhazi chete. So tichidzokera kunyaya yedu, tisinganyanya kurasika seri, tichidzokera kunyaya yedu, munowanika kuti izvoni zviri kuda kuitwa negovernment izvi vanofanira kutanga vaconsulta mastakeholders, kwete kuti vangozviita vari vega. Nekuti vakamisa mabhazi kuchasiwa zvakanyanyisa, zvinongori pano zvekuti vanhu vacharegera kukwira mabhazi asi vachanokwira dzimwe motokari dzisiri mabhazi. Nekuti munhu kana achienda kwaari kuenda haangamire nekwamusaka pekuti izvoni bhazi harisi kuenda. Munhu achangoenda kumalift, munhu achaenda kumagonyeti, munhu achaenda kuzvimota zvinotakura vanhu zvimanoa zvimagranvia zviya zviya. Saka ngavatange vadzamisa ndangariro dzavo, vanyatsoona kuti kana tikadai hapana zvimwe zvinhu zvino maside effect ezvavanenge vaita ndeapi. Saka iwo havasi paground, minista haazviziva, haaziye pambudzi, anopaziva achidarika achitomhanya chaizvo chaizvo. Saka vakakonsulta vanhu vari paground vanoziva kuti zvikadai zvii zvinozoitika zvinovabatsira zvikurusa. So zvichaitika nezvekuti izvoni vanhu vachakwira mota dzisina insurance.
Asi kavari kuti ivo vachabhana mushikashika icho iyo.
Mishikashika havaibhane, because mishikashika hauizive, unoziva sei kuti mishikashika? Vane dzavanofungidzira kuti mishikashika, vachapedzisira vatora nemota dzevanhu dzisiri mishikashika. Woto ukanzi wakatenga raum wonzera mota yako mushikashika, apo iwe uri kutoenda kunhamo, apo iwe uri kutoenda kuchechi, nenyaya yekuti watenga mota yakafanana nedzinofarirwa kuitwa mishikashika. Kune vanhu vane maitisamu avo ekudzimba dzavo. Saka mishikashika is the safest way yekuoperata zviri illegal, because hapana humbo hwokuti izvoni munhu ari kuita mushikashika. Chero kuenda kukoti chaiko chaiko, hurumende haikwanisi kutotora mota yemunhu, havana humbowo hwakakwana hwokuti izvoni mota yemushikashika. Saka vari kuzoriska vafambi, vangava macross border, vangava vafambi zvavo vanenge vari muZimbabwe makare imomo, Saka zvichaita dambudziko rakakurisa zvikurusa.
Aiwa, zvinofadza zvikuru. Ramba yenyu muri parunhare, mukoma Dennis Gibbs, I think we to have Michael.
Yes, we baba ndiweni uyazwela lapha abantu bakhuluma. So ke selikwazi ndiweni ukuthi wonakala lapha kusiya ngale nxa sikhangela kunoko ucatshangelwa ukuthi uhulumente uzakwenza. So ke lina liza sokumele lenzeni usiya phambilini kona.
Siya phambili siza njengoba ngitshilo ekuqaleni ukuthi kumele sikhumkane ley'ngathi zikahulumende ezikhangele zokuthiwa sezihambisekile lolu phambili ukuthi amabhasi amisho hambe busuku. And okunye ade ngifuna ukuza ukuthi kathi funa amabhasi vele bathini, amabhasi operators bona bazavuma yini ukuthi bengangene kwibhizinesi bamisha ibhizinesi. Ngibona ngani into le kathi zisebenze vele. Okunye but engingakutshela uhulumende ukuthi engazi ukuthi abantu bangahambe kusuke amabhasi abantu continue moving. Engazi avala amabhoda abantu bangangena engwenyeni ngoba leyi it's a matter of a livelihood. This is a livelihood. Asikhulumi into zokudlala, sikhuluma impilo zabantu abantu abafuna ukuphila ukuthi abantu umbulo ziye esikolo. Abantu bahambe ezibhedlela belatshe. So ngibona ngani uhulumende kumele ahlale phansi acabangise kuhle kuhle. Uyakwazi ukuthi i-problem ngasibo bantu, i-problem nguye ohlele ukulungisa imigwaqo ukuthi amabhasi ahambe kuhle busuku kungabi lezi ngozi. Ngibona ngani ngumlandi wakhe lo. Umlando futhi ukuthi afundise ama-drivers ukuthi angagijimi ehambe kuhle, ingozi ziyehla. Awufika ukuthi ebusuku ingozi zakala ebusuku kuphela, kangivumelani lakho lokho. Abantu bayafaka iy'moto ezincane emini, amayigcinta ayenzakala emini, iy'moto ezincane bayaphela emini khonapha ilanga libalele. So akufika ukuthi khona ngamabhasi ahambe ebusuku, but kumele ulungise imigwaqo ingabi nama-pothole, ingagcayi kakhulu ukuthi nxa uvika izimoto uhambe kuhle ngokunjalo. So mina kani ukuthi hhayi uhulumende lo mlandu kayekela abantu basebenze, kodwa siya phambili. We will try ukuthi sikhulumisane lohulumende simtshele ukuthi hayi iproblem ngakusithi, thina sifuna ukuphila, sifuna ukuthi abantwana bafunde, sifuna ukudla, sifuna ukuthenga amaphilisi ngoba izimpilo zethu zenezo zethu sithengise, sihambe siyehota izinto phambili kelizwe.
Awubone-ke endiweni bamba khonapho ungaikatshana. So according to Mr. Ndiweni, you know, it is better for them to actually engage the government at this stage, you know, because they want to know exactly what is going on. And he says, by the way, accidents are just something like accidents. You never know. It can happen in the afternoon, can happen at any time because it is an accident. So he says, you know, just burning those buses is not one solution. But look at the roads and all those kind of things. So he says people depend on crossing the borders and all those kind of things. So they mustn't play with people's lives, according to him.
Mr. Juru, your last word?
Yeah, I advise the government to make sure that it's implemented before they can make this proposal to law. They should consult all relevant stakeholders and make sure that they compile something which is very, very strong before they can implement it.
So the key word there is consultation is key. Gibbs, maybe to Mr. Ndiweni for his last word.
Yes, your last word, Mr. Ndiweni.
Last word, I mean, the government can create an enabling environment for people to do their business. We need ease of doing business. That's important. Number two, the government can create our jobs. I want to buy savings. I want to buy losing savings. Last week, he said that we were saying 2,000 people lost our jobs and they were laid off. I think uhulumende must create jobs for people and also create an enabling environment. I think that is the only way. Loko kuthi akubhala amabhasi lokho ngibona ngani uthe ita i-no-brainer earlier on. I think vele hayi akusebenzi.
Thank you so much, Mr. Michael Ndiweni, and thank you also to Mr. Dennis Juru and Tawanda Chimpero, a bus driver. Those were our three guests tonight. Thank you very much to our viewers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and the producer. Signing off and saying have a blessed evening. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dewey, and going out of the show, I'm saying, can you follow us on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona? Those are the three Facebook pages. Bye-bye.